This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 18 August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day across Israel is bright and warm, with sunshine bathing cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures, while Eilut remains sunny and hot. Here are today's headlines. First, Syria accuses Israel of attacking a military airport. The U.S. calls it an unnecessary escalation, according to Israel Hayom, just under an hour ago. Also, Iraq is probing a drone strike on the Kurdistan Prime Minister's office, with Iran warning of false flag ploys from earlier reporting by the Times of Israel. Also this hour, Maariv reports that Kushner and Witkoff are involved in a plan to rehabilitate Gaza for Hamas. The plan is in collaboration with Netanyahu. Separately, Israel plans to commence flights to New York by October. This comes as reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, I-24 News notes that Olympian Muki and Israel's First Lady urge open conversations on mental health. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT6113 noted just under an hour ago that the U.S.-Syria envoy Barak is deeply concerned about Israeli airstrikes on Syria's Abu al-Duhur airbase. Ariel Osaron, a journalist, reported an hour ago that Syria accuses Israel of bombing the Abu al-Duhur military airbase, labeling the airstrikes as an act of aggression. I-24 News English posted an hour ago that Syria blames Israel for the strikes on the Abu al-Duhur military airbase, calling it a dangerous escalation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the reported Syrian accusation, Israel allegedly attacked a military airport in Idlib, targeting the runway and warehouses. Israel Hayom notes no casualties occurred. The U.S. has labeled this as an unnecessary escalation, emphasizing the potential for increased regional tension. Turning to Iraq, as the Times of Israel reported earlier today, a drone strike targeted the Kurdistan Prime Minister's office. Iran claims it might be a false flag operation. Tehran continues its bombardment of Kurdish opposition groups even during a ceasefire. The situation remains tense, with potential diplomatic repercussions. Meanwhile, Maariv highlights a rehabilitation plan for Gaza involving Kushner and Witkoff. The initiative, developed with Netanyahu, aims to support Gaza's recovery but faces skepticism. Its success hinges on overcoming significant political and logistical hurdles. Separately, Israel's decision to launch flights to New York by October marks a significant move in aviation. JNS reports this development comes after major U.S. airlines halted flights to Israel. This move could improve travel accessibility between the nations. And finally, I-24 News emphasizes the importance of mental health awareness. Calls by Olympian Muki and Israel's First Lady aim to destigmatize conversations around mental wellness. This initiative seeks to foster a supportive environment for those in need. On the economic front, first, Makrot's second quarter results are in. As per Maariv Business, net profit rose to 243 million shekels, driven by positive impacts on fixed assets. This boost underscores Makrot's financial resilience. Separately, Ondas is acquiring Iran's defense activities for 10 million shekels. Globes reports this follows the appointment of former Mossad chief David Barnea as chairman. It signals Ondas's strategic expansion in Israel's defense sector. And finally, a brief relief from the heat is expected before the weekend. Kitek notes temperatures will dip slightly below average today, but a rise is expected from Wednesday. This fluctuation impacts outdoor activities and energy consumption. Healing. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.